May 2nd, 2022. The Journal of Simon Pride. Simon discovered today that he lives inside a bubble, a magic bubble that does not permit anything outside to enter in and does not permit anything inside to exit and flow into the outside world. He discovered today that he is living in a bubble, a magic bubble, and he discovered this as he was reading from the complete prose of Alexander Pushkin. He had fixed himself a ham sandwich with light mustard and old lettuce and processed cheddar cheese, and besides this lunch and his coffee breaks, he spent his day immersed in the complete prose of Alexander Pushkin. And as if he was submerged in a pool and noticed that he was gently but steadily rising to the surface, he realized that he was living in a magic bubble, and the separation between inside the bubble and outside the bubble was absolute and sealed. This realization brought a startling amount of comfort and a startling amount of claustrophobia, both amounts in equal measure. And he sat with these feelings as he continued to read from the complete prose of Alexander Pushkin. He would never reach the airy surface outside of the pool. He would be among the water and the chlorine and the slivers of sunlight. It was a magic bubble, he thought to himself, and he shuddered. The Journal of Simon Pride, May 9th, 2022. Funny story. Simon discovered that the lock on the bathroom door no longer worked. His aunt visited over the weekend, and he accidentally walked in on her. She was only washing her hands and was standing up and looking at her crystal reflection in the mirror. Simon apologized and was careful to never use the guest bathroom or even go near it for the remainder of the weekend. Even after his aunt left, he did not bother to call a locksmith. He could not afford a locksmith. His roommate, Charles Young, was gone for the entire summer on a trip to South America. He had the house to himself and was used to walking around in nothing but his underwear and leaving doors unlocked and unused. Today, he had dropped his aunt off at the airport in the small, nasty hours of the morning. He had driven his car to the 7-Eleven and stopped to use the restroom. There was a typed sign taped to the men's restroom door that read, "For paying customers only," so he first purchased a Slim Jim, an Airhead, and a bag of peanut M&Ms, and received the bathroom code to the men's restroom, 2022, Anno Domini. He stuffed the candy and the beef stick into the pockets of his jeans and stood at the urinal in triumph. As he was washing his hands, he noticed two words etched into the bottom left-hand corner of the dirty mirror. Funny story. What was the funny story, he thought to himself, drying off his hands. He felt left out of the joke, whatever joke it was. There was a massive corn maze behind the 7-Eleven. Leaving his Ford pickup truck parked in front of the store, he walked behind the building and entered the maze, chewing greedily at his beef stick. It was sunny outside, but the large maze swallowed up the sunlight and spit it back out again, leaving Simon in a sort of dark and perplexing superdome. He took many left turns, walking slowly and deliberately wheedling his way into the center of the maze. As he continued to carve his path in the darkness, in the midst of a few dead ends and rerouting, he threw the Slim Jim wrapper on the ground and started gnawing at the pink, goopy airhead. He spent a considerable amount of time thinking about his cheery and severely troubled aunts and about the funny story. His roommate Charles Young in Chile, studying Roberto Bolaño. Funny story. His aunt, the only remaining relative he kept in contact with. Funny story. A lock that had served its purpose for decades in an old and crumbling house at the end of a street in Iodine, Iowa, and one day it decides to just quit. Funny story. A dark maze that goes nowhere, a confusing maze entered voluntarily. Funny story. Halfway through the maze, he turned back and worked his way to the entrance. By the time he had reached his pickup truck, parked in front of the 7-Eleven, it was late afternoon, and the spirited sun was falling into the horizon.